I delight to do your will, oh my God. And your law is within my heart. The psalmist, whose name is David here, he recognizes God's goodness to him in the past.
Yes.
And David also recognized, watch this now, how God's mercy has kept him from some great and pressing problems. Now, David says in verse 8 that to do the master's will, I take pleasure. That's what he said. He said, I get total gratification in doing the master's will. And David not only has the law of the God hidden in his heart, he also has the love of God in his heart. And when you have both the love of God and the law of God in your heart, David is confident that serving the Lord. Will pay off after a while. And he knows that if he keeps the faith, he's going to receive his just reward. But there are some other verses that parallel with the psalm over in Hebrew where there is much speculation about the author. Yes, Hebrew, the 10th chapter, in verse 35 and 36, the author writes, so do not throw away your confidence. It will be richly rewarded. Then he goes on to say, you need to persevere so that when you have done the will of God, you will receive what he has promised you. Serving the Lord. Turn your neighbor. Turn your neighbor. I need you to tell your name. Neighbor.
Neighbor.
Serving the Lord.
Serving the Lord.
It'll pay off.
It'll pay off.
After a while. Hey, y'all, don't forget the Lord. I know oftentimes in this life, it appears as though the more you do, the less you appreciate. Am I right about it? Talk back to me if you can. In the church, you work to make the church a place where people can come and worship and give God the rightful praise that's due him. And when visitors come, they come and you welcome them in the house of praise. And when you escort them to the seat and you begin to feel good about it because somebody told them about your church.
Yes,
and now here comes a member. Who's been in church and who got the call, they think that 99 years they've been here, then that means that you're sitting in my seat. And they look at you as if they, and you may not hear it, but you can't call it you everything but the child of God. The scripture says, don't throw away your confidence. That's what the word says. And on the job, the more you do, the more it is expected of you. And you can be the first one at work and the last one to leave. The only reward that man gives you is a pat on the back. And sometimes you don't even get that. Don't throw away your confidence. Listen. Stop looking at other Christians and say, man, I wish I could have that spirituality like you have.
All right.
But don't you understand? Look, you have the same identity. Yeah, that they do. So if they are progressing and you are regressing, it is because they are living in a life of who they are and you're not.
All right.
In my house, I have a toaster, a can opener, a microwave, a refrigerator. They are all different appliances. But they all work from the same power source. Y'all, when I plug in the refrigerator, it refrigerates. When I plug in the microwave, it's microwaving. When I plug in
my toaster, it's toasting.
You're a lie, devil. And when the king. Each appliances, though different, lines up and lives up to its manufacturing specification. Because each appliance is receiving the same power source. Even though you different, even though I'm different, Heavenly Holy Spirit, all of us have the equal potential of living up to God's manufacturing specification. You can be what God saved you to be, and I can be what God saved me to be, because the same electrical current is available to all of God's children. So don't be walking around trying to be somebody who you ain't. Yeah, you thank God that he's not like man. You see, man rewards you in material blessings. God rewards you in material and eternal. See, whatever you get, whenever you are working for the master.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you.
And if you work in the night, if you take pleasure in his will, scripture tells us that he will, watch this, uphold you because of your integrity, and he will set you in his presence forever. Beulah, there will be times on this journey, and I don't want you to walk around saying that just because you join a church, you ain't going to have no problem. You're going to skip ahead. But there's going to be times on this journey that you will feel all by yourself.
Help me, Holy Spirit.
And that's when the Lord's presence is a comforter. Somebody in here doesn't understand what I'm talking about. You tried everything. You're going through everything. But when you call on the Lord Jesus, and I discovered that all of our suffering really teaches us about God's eternal love and care for all of us. It also teaches us how we should trust him even in our day-to-day experience in life. So David said to take pleasure in doing God's will. Because I know that if I take pleasure in working for the master, and if I take pleasure and if I keep his word in my heart, I know without a doubt that serving the Lord pay off. That's a while. You know, I think I'm going to tell you that kind of attitude we should have. Whenever we are working for the Lord, an attitude of obedience and an attitude of serving. Am I right about it?
Yes,
no matter what comes our way, we have the assurance that God is right there by our side. And that's why David is saying that he takes pleasure in serving the Lord. But notice he didn't stop there. He also said that God's law was in his heart. Now, you see, if you have God's law, help me, Holy Spirit, in your heart, you can love your brother without being judgmental. You can help a sister without wanting something in return. So David said, I delight in doing God's will. But over there in Hebrews chapter 10, the writer in verse 35 and 36 said, do not throw away your confidence. It will be richly rewarded. He goes on to say that you need to persevere so that when you have done the will of God, you will receive what he has promised you. Now, I think I need to tell you that this Christian race, this Christian journey is a very difficult journey. If you think I'm lying, how many of you tell the truth?
I'm hungry.
I'll cuss sometimes. They ain't gonna do that. They don't want nobody to say, I don't want nobody. Yeah, you said something. suffering either.
All right.
Am I right about it? You've been a Christian. You're not exempt from suffering. Being a Christian does not exempt us from challenges, and neither does it remove us from headaches and heartaches and heartbreak. The journey, my brothers and sisters, can be filled with distress. And talk back to me if you can. But oh, this morning, I came to bring you a word of encouragement.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you.
This morning, I got an email from the master. And he told me to tell you, bring a word to the people who are doorkeepers, who are ministry leaders, all of those persons who are working in the church. He said, I came to tell you that the Lord knows that you've been toiling for some for a number of years. You've been laboring. Am I right about it? You've been striving. You've been diligent and faithful in your service. Sometimes rising, and sometimes you've been falling.
Yes, Lord, yes, Lord.
But I've discovered that we all fall sometimes.
Yes.
Am I right about it?
Yes.
But the Lord always gives us the strength to pull ourselves back up and keep on keeping on.
Yes.
And then the Bible. And being a Bible, believing a Bible, accepting Christian, and being a child of the King, we all know that serving the Lord will pay off. And my brothers and sisters, in order to embrace these words that are recorded in the book of Hebrews chapter 10, you got to know a little bit about what happened before those verses.
All right.
Now the writer, who is unknown, but much speculation is given to Paul. But here the scripture tells us about many things in chapter 10. But we must note verse 22 and 23 as the author writes to encourage the people to hold on to their faith without wavering. He encouraged them to be consistent, and he encouraged them to be continuous in their faith. And that's the same encouragement that I want to leave with you this morning. And that is to remain steadfast in your walk. Be consistent in your service. And above all,